Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number to be part of the conversation. Bart Scott, what's happening?
Han Starlow hit him with a little splash of gray with a little Merlot pocket square.
You like the pocket square? It matched Kimberly Martin's dress. I thought it was perfect. Yeah. I brought two pocket squares. I saw her dress, and I chose the one that matched her.
You know what I'm saying? You blend it in. Meanwhile, you got Lewis Riddick. He looking like he trying to be 10 again. Like, quit playing, son. You ain't in high school, man. Well, nobody want to see your varsity jacket, baby.
But no, but you know what that is, though. That's his line. So Mitchell and Ness, he did a collab with them.
Oh.
With his school, with Pitt.
Oh.
And he created this apparel that Pitt is selling. And so that, you know, that was all that Panther, that was Pitt's. That's Pitt. No, On the back, it had Pitt. I told him I want to get that jacket. I told him, make sure you make it an XLT.
But what I'm trying to say is if he a good teammate, a good friend, he come with packages. Like, he can't get some free samples? Come on, man. It's made in Indonesia.
Listen, the whole idea
costs $2 to get one.
The whole idea of making a clothing line is to sell said clothing line.
Oh, and
not
how
to
do
just
you
give it away to people.
And how do you sell it? By giving it to influencers. And who is more influential than Alan Han? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know if people are buying it because I'm wearing that jacket.
Listen,
I gotta be honest with you.
Listen, you have a niche. You could tell middle aged white man.
Niche?
Yeah, whatever. You could tell middle aged white man that it's cool to rock this jacket. You know what I'm saying? I'm a represent the Goon Goblins. You know what I'm saying? Did he get swagoo for the fat people?
I'm still distracted by niche. Niche.
Niche.
Fellas, how do we? What's the? I feel like it's that Skechers commercial that we run on the show. On the air. I'm listening to the K Show yesterday, and I feel like it's Sylvester. It's Skechers. Destroyed the microphone when he did this read.
I feel like it's the same thing that we had to go through when we did that first thing on MSG. We were talking about GIF or GAF.
Right. Is it GIF or GIF?
GIF. Yeah.
Yeah.
GIF,
we did that whole thing. Tom, can you find that commercial? Because it was like I heard about.
Sure, Tom has nothing else to do. Go find a commercial from nowhere.
Tom has got plenty of time. No, we run it. It runs on the air.
Oh, it's ours.
I was driving in to the garden, and I'm listening to the K Show like I always do. And the commercial came on like twice, and each time, I almost felt like you could almost feel like the his spit coming out of the speakers and hitting me in the face. It was like.
Suffering
Skechers. Like it was.
Suckatash.
Yeah, suffering Suckatash.
You know what I'm saying?
So now when you say niche, I'm like, that's all I could think of now.
Niche,
nephews.
Niche.
So I was distracted. But anyways, I digress.
But I see you, though.
But yeah,
you know
Lewis
what I'm saying?
Riddick,
you're the man up in that piece, man. Are they going to give you a locker? You know what I'm saying? Because you're about to be able to get up every day, baby. You know what I'm saying? You
want
to know why? You
want
to know
locker.
Why? Because as the Knicks continue to win, Alan Hines' insight and foresight becomes more and more important. To what's going on. Oh, they got the
you
logo up there looking up there.
Authority.
Ah, the authority. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that was a good
baby.
Win. That
Down
was a good
goes
win.
Giannis.
And this is what I think we need to discuss. So we'll get to the Knicks.
We talked about this, right? We talked about this all year long when the Knicks were going through injury after injury. The Knicks were going after injury after injury. And I said to basketball guys, always find a way.
Now, you don't wish anything on anybody, right?
No, but we ain't about to cry for him. We ain't about to weep for him. Meanwhile, we don't got no Julius Randle. We ain't weeping for him.
Right. This is what suddenly gets interesting. So, you know, again, if you don't know the situation, so last night the Bucks and the Celtics played last night. Now Boston again, they've everything's locked up. How about this? Here's how much the Celtics cared in this game.
Oh, my God.
They were the first team in NBA history to not attempt a free throw in an NBA game.
What?
They didn't attempt a single free throw.
What?
So it just shows you, like, were they even trying? When you don't get fouled going to the basket, you're not trying, right? So anyways, so that was the situation. That's the game. And then so let me take you then to later in the game, which was already out of hand. Giannis on an innocent just running back on in offense. As some they score, he checks the ball and then he just starts to jog. He takes a step and suddenly he's down. Like, all of a sudden, he's on the ground, and what does he do that makes everybody gasp? What is the one area
grab
as an athlete that everyone goes, oh, no, not there? No. I don't mean that place. I mean in the leg.
Yeah, grab that behind that calf.
And that's what he did.
You ain't know. We was slowing down to see if we saw that buckle like we saw with A-Rizzle. We was looking.
It just and it was non-contact. It was just he took a step.
And when
the
he
next
was running
thing you know,
fast,
he was down. No, he was jogging.
Yeah.
So, all right. So Woj tweeted this morning because after the game, Doc Rivers was asked, he basically was asked like your level of concern for this, and he said high, very high. But right now the news is good, but still not great. After an MRI on the left Achilles tendon, it is fully intact.
Yep.
However, his return to play will come with how quickly the left calf strain heals. So it's considered a left calf strain. Now, does that sound familiar? Who had a left calf strain?
Oh, yeah, that would be a calf strain. That would be Kevin Durant.
Yes, Kevin Durant had a calf strain, remember, in 2019 playoffs, and he missed some time, but he wanted to play, he fought through it, came back, and then what happened? Snap.
Snap, crackle, pop.
So there's a lot of concern there. Now, Giannis had a left hamstring issue going into this game.
So it's going all the way down the leg, man.
Yes. The left side has been bothering him all season. He also had Achilles strain earlier in the season as well. He missed some time. So all of this now comes together with the idea that, okay, so the Bucks did win. They had to. The Knicks stayed because they won last night. The Knicks stayed a game back. But how about this? There's three games to go in the Bucks season. If Giannis doesn't play in any of these games, which it's hard to believe they'll push him out there if you have this kind of an injury, there's a very good likelihood that the Bucks will not finish in the two seed. Because here's why. Their last three games, two of them are against the Orlando Magic, and then one against OKC on the road, and OKC is still trying to play for the top seed in the West. So they're playing, right? So it's like without Giannis, it's hard to believe the Bucks can win out and hold on to second. That opens the door for either the Knicks or the Orlando Magic, who have the head-to-head. They play them twice, and they're only two games back. So you could see a scenario where the Knicks or the Magic can get the two seed, and that's what I'm going to ask everybody. 800-919-3776. Do you want the two seed, when you consider that that would set up a matchup for whoever wins the seventh seed, and it could be anyone from the Sixers, Heat, the Pacers. Your thoughts.
But if we get the third seed, what's the matchups?
It could be any of those three teams as well, I guess.
Damn it!
You know, I mean, that's the thing. It could be it's because whoever does it, it's so tight, anything can happen. So I guess it doesn't matter, two or three.
You just got to pay it out then at this point.
All right, I'll give you what it is right now. Right now, if you finish in the two seed, you would be playing the winner of Sixers Heat. Whoever wins that first play-in moves into the seventh
smoke.
Seed. You don't want that.
I don't want that smoke.
Okay, if you finish in the third seed right now, bless you.
Thank you.
You would play the Pacers.
Yeah, give me that.
If you finish in the fourth seed, the Cavs.
I might want to lose.
Now, the fourth seed, though, sets you up with the second round against the Celtics.
Okay, so I'll take the Pacers for 500, Bob.
So, yeah, so the 2-3, this is how it could bracket out. The 2-3 could end up being you'd have to beat one of the Sixers or the Heat, and then you'd have to beat either Orlando or the Pacers, and then you get to the conference finals. Think about that. Because the Bucks could fall to fourth if they don't win out, and the Bucks then would be in the Celtics. So the Bucks and Celtics would end up meeting in the second round if even the Bucks get out of the first round. So I got to be honest with you. If the Bucks drop out here, this Giannis injury could have a major impact on how things play out now in the Eastern Conference. Because if he can't play and he's hobbled, now, all of a sudden, it's wide open if you are not in the Celtics bracket. You can get to the conference finals. It can happen. And the way the Knicks are playing, they are 16-2 when Brunson and OG are in the lineup together. Like, that's something you can't ignore. And the Jalen Brunson's averaging almost 40 points a game over the last seven games.
So this is crazy.
He's like, the way he's playing is unreal.
I almost want him to slow the hell down.
Well,
cool off, big dog.
There's three games to lock up. And then you can shut it down for a week. Like, he's got a week before they'd start the playoff series. Now, big game tonight. The Knicks aren't playing, but the Heat are in a back-to-back. They are playing the Dallas Mavericks.
Ooh, Luka.
If the Heat lose this game, the Knicks officially clinch a top six playoff berth.
Help us out, Kyrie.
Well, and they've been winning like crazy. The Mavericks have been on a tear.
They're the most dangerous team, like people believe, to
Denver. Could be. Yeah, they could be. They could be. They got a lot of scoring. They've got very active bigs. They could be
two guys that can handle the ball, that can yep. put in work, and Luka can control the pace. Luka controls the pace like Jokic controls the pace.
That's a great assessment. He literally does. He plays his pace. He makes you play his pace, and he doesn't jump high. He doesn't run fast. He outslows you at times, but his pump fakes, his ability to make shots, he is very similar. He's a guard version of what Jokic does. And that's kind of like Brunson, too. Like Jalen Brunson doesn't speed anything up. He just uses his strength, his body, his footwork.
Herky jerky, yeah, he do it with muscles. You know what I'm saying? He out there looking like a little Hercules.
Now, before we get to calls, again, 800-919-3776, I got to ask, did you happen to see Torrey Craig try to throw one off the backboard and dunk it?
The crazy part is when Drummond went down the other side, I thought that's how he hurt his ankle. I didn't realize that he had jumped on his boy's job. Y'all about to be Shaq and a fool for real. Y'all might be number one. That might be – first of all, how selfish is that he going to throw it to himself?
Why would you do that in a game, by the way? It wasn't like you were winning by 20. Like, you're doing that in the middle of an important game. Why would you do that?
Like, Tracy McGrady used to do that all the time. Vince used to do it. But they used to do it when they picked up their dribble and there'd be people there. Not on a fast break. You got a dude behind you. You had White behind you.
What is
to your left, you got Drummond.
It was a 3-on-0 and they didn't score. But what was Drummond thinking? Was he, you're throwing that to me?
Yeah,
of course. Drummond really thinking he
of
was
course.
Throwing that to him?
Yes, Drummond used to be able to jump like crazy before.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't you think the little guy, if he throws it off the glass, is throwing it to you, if you trail him behind, running the court hard as a big man?
But Torrey Craig's not little. He's not small.
But I understand.
And he jumped, and he ran in front of Drummond. Like, get out of the way. What are you doing?
He ran
fouled
in front
of his own teammate.
He fell. He went in front of Drummond like he was throwing it to him.
I can't even, man. I wish we were still simulcast so people could watch the replay while we're talking.
That should have been Shaq and a fool.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then the thing is, even if Drummond didn't touch him, it looked like he was going to miss the dunk because he took off from too far.
He jumped too far away. You're absolutely right.
So he was going to miss it anyway.
Did you see his – so we played it like three or four times.
He hit
times
the front of the rim. He went to Sprite commercial.
It was on Get Up, right? We played at least three times. And I realized it, so I had them show it again, and we slowed it down.
You see Drummond's face, too?
Eyes just were like wide, like, oh,
like,
no.
He
realized he wasn't going to get there. Here he is explaining himself after the game.
You got a fast break. Just wanted to create some excitement, try to give us the edge, you know, try to create some momentum for us. Obviously, didn't know Drum was going to jump out there with me, so it was a miscommunication or a misinterpretation or whatever. But at the end of the day, I just got to thug the ball laid up, so. I'll take the
blame on that. He's going to lay the ball up. He's going to be in that same scenario. He's going to lay the ball up like Joe Dumars.
I'm trying to create some excitement. Well, you did. Oh, you did.
Like, these mother. That's why Donna need to go back to college. Take your ass, Kentucky.
You went viral.
You went full Tropic Thunder.
Full Tropic
Thunder. Like, they're like, man, look at these idiots.
The best way to describe it.
You know, when the coach after the game, he like, I knew it was going to be a tough night when this idiot threw an oop to his to himself and Drummond. We knew it was going to be yard sledding after that.
So Giannis injury, we don't know the extent as far as, like, will he now miss these next – they have three games left. It's Orlando, OKC, Orlando.
Ooh.
All right? Ooh. That's how they finish the season. So Orlando is in a great position here to take control of their destiny, and they could end up finishing second. Like, think about that for a minute. Orlando can not only win their division, they can finish second in the East if they take care of business against the Bucks. If the Bucks don't have Giannis, Bucks were already playing poorly with Giannis. So just watch that. Then it's, can the Knicks, who play in Boston tomorrow, it's on TNT. Boston, as you can see, they are not really playing everybody. They are dialing it back because they're already locked in at number one. What do they do? How do the Celtics handle this game? Because if the Knicks win out, the Knicks could take second. And I'm just asking Knicks fans, look at the bracket, two would play seven. Seven is the winner of the play-in. And right now your candidates for play-in is a Sixers team that's won six in a row with Embiid back, a Heat team, which is always dangerous this time of year, and or possibly, although not likely, maybe the Pacers drop down and fall into the seventh seed. So would you rather the two seed or the three seed, which would set you up with maybe a different matchup that could include the Pacers or Cavaliers or whatever else? Because I've had people tell me that, oh, you don't want the two seed, you don't want the two seed. I know I don't want the four seed, because the way things are setting up, I'd really want to set myself up to stay out of the Celtics bracket where I don't have to meet them until the conference finals. I will take my chances against everybody else in the East, because I think everyone else is flawed. Everyone. The Knicks are flawed. They don't have Julius Randle. But every team has some type of flaw about them that makes every matchup, I could argue it either way.
Except Boston.
Right, except Boston. That's why you want to avoid them till the conference finals.
So that means they're due. Somebody going to get theirs in the playoffs. Jaylen Brown, Porzingis, back start hurting. Somebody going to get that. Basketball guys never fails.
It is interesting that the Celtics have been remarkably healthy. They really have been. Now, that is one team that just has not had to deal with any injuries or anything else like
at
that.
At all.
So the Brunson thing, though, I mean, another 40-point performance. It's the second time this season it's back-to-back 40s. I think he's like at 9 40-points now, 40-point games this year. Like, he's like third on the all-time list. He's done a million Knicks all-time type situation stuff. Like, it's just been – are we taking it for granted? Like, do we just watch him and he's like – we looked up, it was like, oh, he's got 37. What do you mean he's got 37? It's the third quarter. Yeah, he has 37. Like, you don't even – it's almost like you don't notice it as much as other players when they put up big games. You just see it. Like, you're just seeing him cook. This is like just all within the flow. I don't know. Are we almost numb to it at this point? What he's doing?
Yeah, I think we don't appreciate it.
Do other people? You know, ESPN did a straw poll to see where he would rank MVP wise, to see who is going to be the MVP this year. You just go out. You know, you just ask people. You know, for who they would vote for, and Jalen Brunson was sixth on the list.
Yeah,
sixth.
I think Luka, Shai Gilgeous.
Yep.
Probably Jokic, of course.
Well, Jokic probably first. Luka, Giannis close
is always,
second.
Giannis is always around.
Yeah, Shai is on that list. Giannis and then Tatum.
Yep.
And the only one I could argue that you could put Jaylen ahead of is Giannis. And the only reason why I say that is because for the last 30 games, which is almost half a season, his team has played under 500.
Yeah.
And Jaylen,
but he's still in the second. He's still in. If they finish in second, then they're gonna say, "Well, but he's still got a better record." You know what I mean?
Well, I get it. Yeah, of course. That's what you say. You just say that he has a better record. But I'm just talking about when you look at it, though. Over the last stretch of 30 games, his team has been middling, and Jaylen Brunson has been the reason why the Knicks didn't fall off the shelf with all the injuries. You know what I mean? So that's a bit of an argument. But sixth is about right, and that's where he is. So here's J.J. Redick on his podcast, Old Man in the Three, because, you know, a season like this, you think Jalen Brunson eventually is going to earn his status in the league. And J.J. thinks he's still underrated.
Jalen Brunson probably doesn't make first team All-NBA this year. He's got a pretty strong case to be second team All-NBA. And if you look at a Basketball Reference, all their sort of individual advanced stats, like, this is a top 10 to 12 player in the NBA this season. I think there's legitimate buzz around him maybe creeping in the top five of the MVP voting. He's been that good this year. He was phenomenal last year. He's been even better this year. He has, along with Tibbs and that group, sans Randall, they have figured out a counter for every coverage. It's been phenomenal to watch. And I want to state clearly, like, if you think Jalen Brunson is a top 30 player, you are vastly underestimating him. He's closer to that 10 to 15. And you could probably argue this season a little bit higher.
It really is remarkable, Bart, how quickly he's ascended in the league. From just last season to this season, and what he's done night in and night out. He's averaging 30 a game in the second half of the season. Like, that's a 30 a game.
That's crazy.
And knowing that the defense is focusing on you every night.
Especially during those injuries. Yeah. Right? You know, to OG and major guys outside of the, out of the lineup. You know, I think we won't appreciate it, man. And like, especially, I think New Yorkers appreciate it because when was the last time they had a point guard of this caliber? You can argue,
of
maybe.
This caliber?
Yeah.
Walt Frazier.
Yeah.
See, I'm not joking. Of this caliber, you could say Stephon Marbury. Stephon Marbury could put up serious numbers. But what hurts Stephon Marbury is the fact that the team didn't win when he was here. So his production, while it was great, was not nearly as consistent as this, nor did it lead to winning. Now, again, Marbury could argue that he didn't have the same kind of talent around him
right.
that Brunson does. You could argue that, but he had Jamal Crawford as a teammate, he had Quentin Richardson. They had good players. It just didn't come together. But Brunson, as far as what he's doing consistently, efficiently, and on top of it, winning, it's Walt Frazier as a point guard. Walt Frazier. That's a Hall of Famer, Walt Frazier. So that's the best I could do. 800-919-3776. Let's get to some calls. Dave in East Meadow, start us off, Dave.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Pumped
up game last night.
Yeah.
There was so much good stuff going on out there. I mean, JB, he's at the point now. He's approaching like Steph Curry in terms of the coverage he's getting defensively. I mean, he's exceeded all our expectations. And with Anunoby back, you can just see Anunoby accounts for like 3 baskets a game on the offensive end with those long arms just poking the ball away. And Hartenstein, if there's any free agent I want to sign in the offseason, I think it might be him at this point because Gus Johnson made that comment last night that kind of took a little wind out of the sail.
There's no way they're letting him walk. There's no way Hartenstein walks. No chance.
He's a better fit than Mitch for what we do. And then I'm beginning to think now, and they said it on DNR this morning, like we don't need a superstar on this team the way Brunson is playing. We need more of a set like a DeMar DeRozan, a guy that's a secondary scorer but can get his own bucket and can fit in.
Because yeah, you don't
the
need
level
a
level Brunson is playing.
Yeah, I agree with the guys on that. I do, Dave, because I think what you're learning, and thanks for the call. I don't think you have to star chase like we've been seeing. I don't think you need a guy to come in and be your 1A. No disrespect to Becky Hammond. I don't think you need that. What I think you need though is another star Paul George. I think Donovan Mitchell. Like you got to look for something like that. Another guy that can support and carry. Yeah, like something along those lines that
I still like Carl Anthony, man. Like,
he's coming back, by the way. He's going to play.
Yeah, if you're getting rid of Julius, like his 3-point shooting,
he's a better 3-point shooter than Randall. He is, but again,
and his size. I'm talking about because I'm
6'11".
Because I'm worried about Porzingis. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. You're right.
So I'm saying like if I could say, all right, well, get rid of Julius.
But does Carl Anthony Towns have the same it? Like, you know, I don't want to say dog, but you know what I mean. Like, does Carl Anthony Towns have the same kind of toughness that Randall has?
I believe so. We saw, he a Jersey boy. He ain't going to come home and embarrass himself in front of his friends and family.
Man, I can't have drama. Like, that locker room is not going to put up with that.
Yeah,
no drama,
not put
no
up
complaining,
with it.
None of that. No.
For him to be home, be close to his dad after what happened to his mom.
Yep.
You know what I mean? For him to be home.
Well, I know his dad
like
he
going to play with so much joy. You know what I mean? And he'll be play so free. He ain't going to be messing up in front of his dad, man. He's going to play hard because that's the culture. Right? He'll spread this thing out, man, and he'll open up the court for everybody.
No, it's a good Porzingis counter. It really is. It is a good Porzingis. Like if you're going to try to match,
because he can get Porzingis in foul trouble. He don't jump high, but he big. You know what I mean? He's strong.
No, he's had big games. He's had 60-point games. This guy's
right.
had moments where he's incredible. It's again, are you okay being
about money,
the 1B?
Right?
Are you okay?
I mean,
knowing this is Jalen's team.
Is he not the 1B? Ain't an Ant-Man's team?
But he's not okay with that. Remember, he was the 1A until Ant-Man showed up. And Ant-Man, by the way, 51 last night. You see that?
Yeah, I did.
No, he put on a show. Dave in Jersey City.
Well, I'm sorry, before we go, should Ant-Man be getting any consideration for MVP?
He'll be in the conversation. I don't know.
I'm saying, should he be right there with Brunson?
I feel like
they're not getting no attention, man.
No,
and they secretly and they secretly I don't know where they fall
in. They're right up in the tide for first with Denver.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, how the hell can he be tied for first? Ant-Man is carrying it. And
he's not carrying it. That's the problem. It's not like what Brunson's doing is much different than what Anthony.
But you said
Edwards
he put up. You said he put up 50 last night.
Well, that was last night.
I think that's his 650 point burger this year.
He's had a great year. Yes, I think he'll be among the top. But I don't know.
What about first team All NBA?
No, he'll be second team with Brunson, because you're going to go with Luka, and you're going to go with Shea. Those are your guards for the first team. Now, I know it's positionless. You can go five guards if you want.
No.
I just think most of the voters will still keep it to guards and forwards to even it out.
Well, I'll tell you what. I want a $10 million game between the first team All-NBA and the second team All-NBA.
Yeah, that'd actually be fun. Maybe that should be the next All-Star game. Last year's All-NBA teams. All right, Dave in Jersey City, your turn.
I just want to say quickly, I think the Knicks really shouldn't have to worry about Boston. If the Knicks continue to play the way they're playing hard, like Lunch Bucket, playing hard, like Harden, all those guys, D, the shooter, the three-point shooter, and McBride, they can upset Boston. The two teams in the East is going to be the Knicks and Philly. You guys, I appreciate what you did for the girls' tournament because you gave them a lot of coverage. Thank you, Bart and Harden, for that.
All right, thank you, Dave. And it was our pleasure because it was fun to watch. I would put Philly in that category because Nick Nurse is a coach that knows how to mess up your offense with his defense. And Tyrese Maxey plays at another level when Embiid's on the floor. It's just different. He had 52 the other night. So it's like that is what's scary about the Sixers. But they're also flawed. There's other reasons that they're flawed, but still, I agree with that. I do think the Sixers are the other team to watch. All right, we got tons of calls to get to, 800-919-3776. Tons of other things to get to. The Yankees are off to a historic start now. And what correlates 10-2 with what they did the last time they were 10-2, we got to talk about. And Bart, if anything we learned last night at UBS Arena, we really need an Islanders-Rangers playoff series. Oh, my God. We really need that series. All right, more to get to. But first, Bart. Tell me about Pancan.
One second, I'll tell you about Pancan. Are you ready for Pancan?
I'm ready for Pancan. Are you ready for Pancan?
Yeah, I can. Pancan Purple Stripe. It's the ultimate walk to end pancreatic cancer. If you or a loved one has ever been affected by pancreatic cancer, Purple Stride is the event for you. Your participation and fundraising makes all the difference in advancing progress for patients. Join the movement on Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. at Seaport, South Street, Seaport, Pier 17. Register for free at purplestride.org/New York. That's purplestride.org/New York.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. The first team in the majors to 10 wins. The Yankees rolling to start the season. Now, it's only the start of the season, but how does Aaron Boone feel about this hot start?
You can't take them off the board, and they matter now as much as any time. So I would say it's early. It is, and there's a long way to go, but anytime you can play a stretch of games like this, you sure sign up for that and you take it. But more than anything, wins, losses, whatever, at this point in the season, I'm just pleased with how the group is competing, how they've come together, their purpose, and we got to keep that same focus going.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael Kay Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so if you're just joining us, earlier in the show, as Bart was trying to pump my tires, as he always does, and I appreciate it, you were talking about a niche.
Listen, you have a niche.
A niche.
Niche.
A niche.
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 Niche. Niche.
All right, none of those were what you said.
Listen, you have a niche.
Try again. Let's see.
Niche. Niche.
Niche.
Yeah, she said niche.
No, she said niche. Not you.
Niche.
Listen to you.
That's
again.
That's why I said niche.
No, you were all
I
over
I just put
that.
A T. I just put a period on it. I ain't like say it all the way out.
Okay. Well, I was referencing a Skechers commercial that you hear on the network, right? On our station. And I was listening to it on the K Show yesterday, driving, and it drove me nuts. Because it just sounded like, if you're old enough to remember those cartoons, and there was a Sylvester, the cat, Thufferin' Thuckatash. And I'm like, is this on purpose?
Buy new hands-free Skechers slippers for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
I mean, you seriously need a paper towel to wipe your face after hearing this commercial because the speakers are just spitting at you.
You know who it sounds like? It sounds like Uzi from Sopranos. Please tone that in the face.
But it's like the Skechers flip-ons. And they almost like they purposely wrote the commercial to have as many.
Find new hands-free Skechers slippers for the Skechers whole family flippers, at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Stylish. Seriously, man. This is what we're running on the station. This doesn't bother you at all?
Did they pay?
Like, does this commercial run during our show?
I haven't seen it during our show. The only time I saw it was for yesterday. I don't believe so.
Like Julius Randle wears Skechers. They're good shoes.
Yeah, Joel Embiid got Skechers too, right?
Yeah, Joel Embiid.
Skechers have become the new like restaurant shoe. Like everybody that works in restaurants used to be the black New Balances. Now they wear Skechers.
And I think nurses, they make them for nurses too, I believe.
It's starting to wear off on me. Now I said Skechers.
Skechers. Well, that's what happens, though, is that you hear this, and you start doing it, too. Skechers flip-ons.
Man, you're going to you're gonna have to put your mic cover on in a damn dryer if you keep spitting on the mic like that.
I'm sorry. It just distracted me. Hey, I'm not picking on Michelle anymore. Right? Come get some.
Come get them.
Right? I'm not picking on her anymore.
So now you're picking on...
Well, I just... These things stick to you, right? When you hear... It just sticks in your mind. I can't let go of it. Like I texted LaGreca during the show, and I was like, Donna, you got to say something about this commercial.
Ain't nobody going to say nothing. I'm the only one that thinks it's funny.
I think it's funny, but I also am thinking, what are we doing here? But okay. I shall move on from this.
People from the Fat Tongue Society deserves to be able to speak and do stuff too. The Lisp Society of America.
It has nothing to do with that. It's more the fact that it's like they accentuate it. They hear this guy's voice like, oh, let's do this. Like the guy who wrote the script was probably like, this is going to be hilarious. Yeah. Every S I could find, every S word I could think of, I'm putting in this thing.
Yo, that's like five takes, B.
For you.
No, I'm saying that's him. That's the best they got out of him. They're like, hey, man, just cut, print it. Don't worry about it.
It's like a puddle under this poor man when they were done. I think they were bullying him by doing this. That's what they were doing. 800-919-3776. We got Flake in the Bronx. What's up, Flake?
Yo, what up? Han and Bart. What up? Man, I'm surprised. I'm trying to get through, man. Hey, yo, before I want to comment on Daniel Bunsen's superhero, but big ups to Major League Baseball. I do security for Billy's Sports Bar across the street from Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And the culture is like, if you go to a Giants game, you know how they tailgate? Your people come, thousands of people before the game, 10 o'clock in the morning, drinking. And then they go to the game, and then they come back and drink. I just wanted to put that out there.
For baseball?
Yeah, that's for
right.
Baseball.
There's a vibe right now at the stadium. They could feel it.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're winning. I'm telling you, like 10 o'clock in the morning, there's like 10 to 1,500 people drinking.
Totomania has hit the Bronx. They love
absolutely.
Them.
Absolutely. Then after the game, they come back. And then when they're winning now and they're partying and thumping, it's like, you know, say 6 o'clock. And it's thumping like,
can't get
you know,
enough. Bart and I are
going to
be there. Bart and I are going to a game. We're going on, what is it, May 3rd. It's a Friday. They're playing the Tigers, and we're going right after the show. And we're going to hang. So what's the bar? We're going to go hang at the bar before we go to the game.
It's Billy Sports Bar. It's right
done.
Across the street. The whole
street,
3,000 people. I'm telling you, it's a madhouse.
Save us a spot. We're going. We're going to be there. Bart and I will be there. May 3rd. Yeah. Done.
Get the mosh pit ready.
Yeah, and I want to talk about Jaden Brunson, too. He is my bad, Hunt. You know, he is a superhero. I've never seen a point guard or any player score so effortlessly the way he does. He puts plays on his back.
Yep.
You know,
he can beat
you
many different ways, right? Like he goes in the paint. He'll do a 30 points in the paint game, and then he'll do 7 for 12 from three. And that, you know, like he's really he's so good because he doesn't just do one thing. He adapts, he adjusts. If you double him and trap him and blitz him, he finds the open man, and then he runs around like Steph Curry, makes you chase him through screens, and he gets it again. And you're like, how the hell did he just get the ball back? Like, he really
– absolutely. And under
he's
control
been phenomenal.
All the time. And I want to say this, Han, too. I give props because I remember Clyde saying this all the time. When, like, a point guard or anybody, whenever they get the advantage or the defender, they always want to take it straight to the rim and get the, you know, the defensive man time to adjust. Clyde would say, why don't he just take the baby jumper?
Yep.
And, mid-range. You know, and he is a master at that. Instead of trying to take it and get the layup, he'll pull up and take the floater. And he's mastered that.
No, he's got a full bag. He has got this is legit game. This is real game. This isn't, you know, a flash in the pan kind of game. There's something special about what he has developed into, and you give him credit for the work. His dad has put a lot of time, his whole family really, but his dad and he have put all this work in together, and it is paying off, and it's phenomenal. And you know what else too, Bart?
What's that?
He played 40-plus minutes last night, never looked tired. It's something that Doc said. Doc said it on Sunday. He's like, he never gets tired. And it's a testament to his conditioning. And you know what else it's a testament to? He has gone to a plant-based diet. He and Josh Hart are both plant-based diet. They eat nothing
They went to the LeBron stuff already, so they charged
I don't know, but I'll tell you what. By looking at, first of all, Josh Hart never gets tired, ever. And Brunson... He gets hit. It's high usage, balls in his head. You know, he's playing with he's the main piece in the offense, and he's playing 40 plus minutes, and he doesn't get tired. There must be something to this, and I need to investigate.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to a 90% plant based diet.
You won't go. What can't you give up that you won't do it?
Bacon.
What is it that you bacon?
Yeah.
Why can't you get, like, Impossible Bacon? You ever seen that?
No, man, because that stuff's got so much sodium and nitrates in it.
Yeah,
it's just as bad. Like you're gonna mess around, get high blood pressure, fillers. They got fillers, all this other stuff in
so
it.
So you're
man.
Telling me that something that's
he probably eat,
to be
he
good
probably eats
you.
Straight lion's mane and fruits and vegetables.
I think Hart has like some type of affiliation with a company that makes, you know, like Wally
lion
was telling
mane
me last night,
like
steak
hamburgers.
Tips, but it's not beef.
I bet you it's lion's mane, because lion's mane is like a really big mushroom.
Okay.
And it looks and it feels like meat. So a lot of people that do that go vegan, they supplement a lot of mushrooms.
I kind
of
want to try it.
Matter
I don't
fact,
know. Am I crazy?
I think I got some. I never tried my Rise mushroom coffee. I think I'm gonna make a brew.
Why don't you do that? I've had
right
Impossible
back.
Burgers before. They've been amazing.
Yeah, but they salty as hell. Like you realize, like some of that stuff got that they got bad stuff.
High
in
sodium.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll talk to Josh about it. 800-919-3776. Tell you what. All right, we got a lot of calls to get to. We'll get to them. Stay with that. We got a lot of other things to get to, including at 1 o'clock. Mel Kiper has a new mock draft out, and what he said about the Giants and what they're saying about the Giants and a certain quarterback, by the way, you don't want to miss. So a lot more to get to. Your Knicks calls coming up and more. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, so 1 o'clock hour, we will get into Mel Kiper's latest mock and what he says about the Giants and a possibility of a quarterback move. Well, you got to hear which quarterback. You might love it, you might hate it, but you're going to feel some way about it. In the meantime, back to the calls we go. 800-919-3776. Xavier in Brooklyn. Xavier.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
I just got to say, the most hardest thing probably for a man has to be definitely to probably give up bacon, by far.
Bacon?
That's the challenge right
exactly,
there,
man. Exactly, man. Especially that if, salty especially, sweetness.
It's one thing if you don't.
Smokiness.
But if you are in someone's house or in a diner and you smell it cooking, that's when it's like to me. Like if it's out of sight, out of mind. But if you start, if somebody's cooking it, it's like, oh. It be calling me.
It's like that when the first type of waking up, it's Folgers in your cup.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It hits you in all the places in your sensors.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
The taste buds start rocking. That's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a question for you guys. Was thinking about this last night, and I was going over some article, and it was saying how the top most hated coaches. Obviously, Tom Thibodeau is like an old-school mentality coach. I just want to say, how important is it to get a deal done for an extension before next season starts?
Or, critical.
You know, sometime in the near future.
Critical. It's critical. It, to me, it's got to be the first thing that has to be done when the season's over, because you want to go into your off-season with the potential of making moves and everything else that you're doing. You want to have that locked up so everybody knows.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm telling you, it's not just him. You know, Leon Rose, like the whole thing, everything that they've done, they deserve more time to continue to do it, because look at the trajectory of this franchise since these guys came in. It's undeniable. They are right now, think about it, they have the same amount of wins as last season. So they could have a better season in another year, like each year getting better and better. They had one slip up, and that was the 2 years ago, where they had some injuries, but they also made they didn't make a great move. That Fournier move was not a great move. But I also credit the fact, and I've said this before, Tom Thibodeau got to a point last season when it started off slow, and he said, I can't play this guy anymore. And usually what happens there is a front office makes a big signing like that, and when the coach says, I can't play this guy, the front office goes, well, we just gave him a big contract. You're going to make me look bad. Make it work. You're the coach. And then it turns into a major problem that eventually leads to the coach being fired. That didn't happen here. Leon Rose and William Wesley stepped back and said, you coach the team however you see fit. Like, and suddenly a $72 million player sat on the bench and didn't play. And the results were obvious. The Knicks won tons of games. Their record was exponentially better with Fournier out of the lineup. It's just the way it is. It's not to blame one guy. It's just the reality. Tibbs said, I got to coach my way. And that's what they did. So they let him do it, which you have to credit them for that as well. So they have done a great job. And Xavier, I'm telling you, the first priority has to be this offseason to get him an extension.
Right. Do you, realistically speaking, though, how many more years do you think he has left when it comes to Tibbs?
At least five.
Whoa. You see Greg Popovich? Tom Thibodeau, Tom Thibodeau won't know what else to do with his life other than coach. He loves to coach. I don't see him ever doing anything else. Yeah, he's married to the game, literally. I mean, that's just the reality. Xavier, thank you, man.
Loving basketball.
It's just the way it is. That's just the way it is. Herb in Bloomfield. Herb.
Hey, Bart. Han, how you doing, man?
Good.
What up?
Good. Want to talk about the Knicks, man. 40 years as a fan, and you're right, man. Brunson is he's doing his thing. But here's what I want to say. Our bench, Bogey, Achua, and Deuce.
He got a nickname now.
Those three guys got to show up for us, man. If they don't give us points off the bench, if they don't give us – and I'm not talking a lot of points. Bogey's got to give us 18. Deuce has got to give us 10, 12. Chua's got to give us 8 and 8. That bench has to come through for us in the playoffs. And if we get that kind of production from them, I don't expect a lot from Mitch. I really don't. His timing is off. He's jumping at every fake. He can't hold on to the ball. That's expected. He's been lost a lot of time. But those three guys coming off the bench when the playoff time comes, that's going to be the antidote of us winning. Thanks for taking my call, guys. Love you guys.
Let me just do me a favor and go through the numbers you need again from each player. I just want to do the math in my head.
Yeah, Bogey. If we can get 15 points from Bogey.
15.
If we can get 12 points from Deuce.
12.
And then 8 points and 8 rebounds from Achua, I think we are right.
Okay.
I don't think Alec Burks can help us. I really don't.
Okay. So you're like 35 points you're looking for off the bench, right?
That's what I'm looking at, Alan. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, right now on the season, they're averaging 28 points as a bench. But keep in mind, too, those guys don't play nearly as much. So, and in the playoffs – your bench plays even less, but it doesn't mean that you can't. You don't need that one guy that off the bench can still give you a pop of offense, and that's what Bogdanovich is supposed to do, Herb. So you're right in that sense. Those minutes that you try to buy time for a guy like Brunson and just get him a rest is usually early second quarter, and it's usually early fourth quarter. Now, last night, Tibbs didn't go to the bench. Bogdanovich didn't come out, didn't come back into the game. He left Jalen in. Because he knew. He's like, this is winning time. We got to take this game over. And so he never went to the bench. I think there's going to be times in the playoffs you're going to have to go to your bench, and you got to get production. And Deuce McBride can shoot threes. Bogdanovich can score. Those two guys are the two that you got to watch night in and night out. Can they provide you just something, just a little something? That's what it's going to take. Brian in Bloomfield, Brian.
Hey, Bart, Han. I just want to shout you guys out and commend you guys. I think you guys are awesome. And you make my day. Bart, you're a gangster. You're for real.
I appreciate it.
There was a topic. You got it, man. There was a topic a couple of weeks ago about people comparing to GOATs, like Jordan, LeBron, for instance, that I had a perspective I think you'd be interested in. You could always say Michael Jordan's the GOAT because he's the GOAT, but LeBron and skill, I think he's the best. But there's something in Michael Jordan and the best that the GOATs have that the other ones don't is they had to work harder their whole careers when they were younger because they had to go through more adversity because they weren't always the best. They worked harder at it. And there's this internal fire in them to take control when nobody wants to. And that's when they rise to the occasion. And that's how I think you determine the GOAT.
Yeah, you know, Brian, that's an intangible, right? That's an intangible. Like skill is a tangible, right? Like passing ability, shooting ability. LeBron being 6'9", 250, and being an incredible athlete. That's an intangible. Those are all tangibles. The intangible 100%. Is what you're built with, what you're made with, what you are in the biggest moments. And what a lot of people have felt about Michael Jordan is that his competitive nature was unparalleled.
And Kobe.
And that was something that was special about Kobe, is Kobe was kind of the same way. But Michael, you know, in the biggest moments, always came up big, always had something, always knew the play, always whatever it was, he was almost unbeatable, not because of any other skill, but because of something that he had inside him that you couldn't measure in a box score. Yeah.
It's an internal flame.
Yeah, and you know who else has that? Tom Brady.
Tom Brady, 100%.
Tom Brady wasn't the best quarterback to ever play this sport, but he had something else going on inside his head or in his heart or whatever it was flowing through his veins that it just was something that always got him where he needed to be to get the win. And that is, you can't measure that stuff. Yeah.
Nope. You're 100%. We're on the same wavelength here.
Yeah.
No, that was good, Brian.
Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you, man.
It's what Bernard Hopkins tells me all the time. He says, what's built lasts longer than what's born.
I like that. Yeah. And it's true. Because you're born with skill, but what you build with that skill. And that's why you tip the cap to LeBron. LeBron was born with all the tools he needed.
The greats have both.
To be great.
A lot of the greats have both.
Yes.
Jim Brown, right? Mm-hmm. Both.
Oh, my God. Jim Brown could play any sport and dominate. But then you look at a great example, some people think, is Shaq. Shaq had everything that you would need for him to be the greatest player to ever play the sport. But he never worked on anything because he didn't have to. Yep. And he's looked back and he has lamented all that stuff. He has talked about it. But, like, did he ever put the time in to be a better free throw shooter? No. Did he ever work on, like, his just conditioning so he stayed in the peak condition? No.
A great example of that is Karl Malone. People don't realize how bad of a free throw shooter Karl Malone was when he got in the league.
Yeah.
And, you know,
he was maniacal about his work. Yeah.
Yeah, he worked his butt off to be able to be a better, not be a liability.
I think it's just it's a fascinating thing about sports. It is. It's just something about it goes beyond your skill. And you have just this something else inside you that drives you at a moment where skill is matched, but you are over the top just because of something else. Whatever that is, that chemical balance that you might have that someone else doesn't, that gets you there. And, you know, Jordan has that. And Tom Brady has that. And there's others that you could think of in sports that have it, and that's what makes them special. I mean, Derek Jeter wasn't the best shortstop.
Not at all.
But there was something else. But in the biggest moments, what did he always do? He always had a flair, man. It's just something that he just knew what play to make. That play against the A's, it unforgettable. How did he know to be there? It just, the voice in his head told him to be there, and he was there.
Which is why I don't understand how he beat out LT. But anyway, that digress.
All right, 800-919-3776. We'll continue with your calls, of course, and reactions with the Knicks getting a win and Giannis's injury with the Bucks and what that could mean for all of a sudden that second seed now in the East. But Mel Kiper has a new mock out, and if you're a Giants fan, you need to listen to what he thinks your team could do. Yes, he did talk quarterback. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. He might have been the Yankees' biggest question mark coming into the season, but another solid outing by Carlos Rodon last night as the Yankees pick up their 10th win on the season. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave talked about what a difference this year has been for Rodon.
There's a reason for optimism when you think of Rodon right now.
I don't think things could have gone any worse for him last season.
It was the recipe for disaster is what it was. It was terrible.
Started off hurt, missed half the season, was talking about, hey, you don't need me for the first half anyway. You're going to need me for the playoffs. Come back, awful.
Making a boatload of money.
Bad interactions with fans.
Long-term
team
deal.
Team doesn't even make the playoffs.
Yep.
So that's why you can say what you want. You can dismiss it if you want. It was Miami. They stink. In his mind, it doesn't matter. His focus was coming to camp, better shape, which he is, and get off to a fast start.
World's different.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.